This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Hearing things like, I've never seen the stars before, or my kids didn't know what to do without a cell phone until the second day, or we climbed a mountain and now the kids have more self-esteem. These are the kind of stories that we get. My name is Jennifer Finnegan. I am the executive director of the Lassen Park Foundation. The Lassen Park Foundation has been around since 1984. One of our biggest programs is our youth camping program that we started 20 years ago. The youth camping grants are designed to send youth groups up into the park, and we partner with the park to do this. The park offers free admission for the groups that are coming, free camping passes, and they partner a ranger with the groups to provide them with educational programming, hiking trips, etc., while they're at the park. On our end of it, we give them what they need most to get up there, and that's money. So we give grants up to $1,000 for each group to go camping. We typically give grants to about 20 groups, and this year we did 47. So we're sending almost 1,000 kids camping, and it is the youth camping program. Lassen is also one of the dark sky areas, so when you go up there, you can see the Milky Way, you can see the stars. And we've actually had kids tell us after the trip, I've never seen that many stars before, because they're used to living in big cities where there's a lot of light pollution, and then they go up to someplace where there's none, and it's pitch black at night, and it's fascinating to them. So it's good to introduce them to these new experiences, and that's why we do it. There's also an amazing amount of kids that have not been camping. Either they don't have the means for it, or their parents have never been camping, so their parents have no inclination to do so. And it's amazing what happens when you get a kid out of a park, or out into a park, and out of the city, away from their cell phones. There's no cell service up there. And that's a real eye-opener for these kids when they get out there and go camping. The next generation is being introduced to the national parks, and they love them. They are coming back as high school interns, they're coming back as college interns, they're getting seasonal positions at the park, they're becoming full-time rangers. So this is making a difference.
My name is Jed Smith. I am the youth case manager for Hill Country Health and Wellness Center and the director of the Intermountain Teen Center, which is a part of Hill Country. For the past 2 years, we've received grants from the Lassen Foundation, where we take about 12 to 15 kids up to the Lassen Park for a camping trip. Not having cell service, not being able to look at YouTube or do their Snapchat story or something like that. It's just, they're seeing deer, they're exploring, they're creating teeter-totters out of logs and, you know, having fun that way instead of being reliant on some external entertainment. Well, the first year we went was probably the most significant that I saw. I work with youth that have mental health issues, and we had two youth the first year that had been recently hospitalized. And on the first trip, we summited Lassen with them. And the change I saw from the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip, where they had overcome these obstacles and something they didn't think they could do, and it had climbed this mountain that they never thought possible, and just their outlook, their self-confidence was totally different when they came down the mountain. And since that time, they've been more successful at school, they've been more successful at home, they have not been hospitalized again, and I think a large part of that was because of this experience they had summiting a mountain, and that wouldn't have been possible without the grant from the Lassen Foundation.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Lassen Park Foundation, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive editions at mynspr.org.